At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Shador played a game yesterday. I liked the first half. The second half, meh. But many people didn't like the game plan that the Browns drew up for Shador. Were you one of those people?
Yeah, I mean, it just felt like the second half. I've never seen Shador play a game like that. And it was perplexing. And I get it. If you want to tell me after the fact, 40-mile-per-hour winds just was what it was, okay, fine. But even like the final drive before the half, you went 9 straight running plays before then. Shador seems like he just kind of took control and then had the big play to Fannin. I don't know in what world they think that was the right recipe or the right call. I thought there were a lot of good things in the first half. The second half is just not how Shador should operate.
I felt like the second half was a massive regression to the mundane for the Browns, and that's the problem I have. I thought you did a really good job of mixing up what you were going to do on each down, and I don't think it's coincidence that for the first time in as long as I can remember, you were putting your rookie quarterback in a lot of third and shorts or third and manageables, even third and fives you can deal with as a young quarterback. And I don't think it's coincidence that when they stopped doing that, when it became run on first down, run on second down, and by the way, mostly running within the tackles, when it became that, all of a sudden, the offense became very, very predictable, and all of a sudden, the offense couldn't move the damn ball.
And they also decided that they were going to rely so much on the run as their offensive line was falling apart in the game. Yeah. You started having so many injuries, and you started having KT Levinston back on the field and all these other type of guys, and Tellers being rotated in and out, and all that. We can talk about that. That was a weird situation, too. But, like, there's all the offensive line is changing, and it is falling apart in the game, and their response to it was, okay, let's run the ball more.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you got 40 second half running yards. Like it was pretty obvious. I don't know. I thought the game plan in the second half was pretty atrocious, if we're being honest.
Yeah, and it's like they're also doing this while having the average starting field position by the fourth quarter at your own 21. Mm-hmm. That's really brutal. And like I think San Francisco ran into the all-time luck game. All right, the special team snafus they were given, that the Browns gave them, basically, their ridiculous starting position. You said this earlier. You don't think Brock Purdy had it in him to go 80 yards in that weather?
I don't.
I think you're spot on. I think your quarterback played better than their quarterback in the first half, and it wasn't even close. And then you decided, okay, that's enough of that. And like, I don't think it's tanking. I don't think it's somebody came down from the front office and said, hey, tamp that down. We got to try and get the highest pick we can. But I understand why some fans are tweeting that at us today. That was such a stark contrast how they operate in the second half. And specifically when, in the first half, it felt like the 49ers were saying, we dare you to play it safe. We dare you to hit the open man. Mm-hmm. We dare you to run for 4 yards and then pass for 5 yards and then convert that third down. We dare you to do that, right? And then in the second half, it felt like they said, we dare you to throw long. And the fact you didn't try it at least once or twice. And I know, like, many of those drives didn't get past the first 3 or 4 plays. Totally get that. At some point, you have to try and make things happen because at the same point,
yeah.
What did they also do in the second half when it was 3rd and 15? The team that is scared bleepless of Shador dropping back and turning his back to the defense and holding on to the ball too long decided to run an actual play on 3rd and 15 that took you out of field goal range.
Yeah.
Like it's those things that just don't line up with the other parts that they're trying to do.
So wait, so you were getting messages, people wondering if they were trying to tank?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely had one. I can't remember my guy on Instagram, but he said, hey, just trust the process.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out, and this goes into even the rotation thing with Teller and Tevin Jenkins. Like, I really don't understand what they were doing in that moment, especially since both of them are going to be free agents at the end of the year. It's not like all of a sudden if they got something with Jenkins, he's going to be the guy next season. He's also a free agent at the end of the season.
Yeah, but maybe he's a cheaper re-sign and they want to get a look at him.
I mean, yeah, right? Like, seriously, I know that's like dripped with sarcasm, but like, what are we doing here?
So if Wyatt was too hurt to play the full game, it probably tells you, by the way, Wyatt shouldn't have played at all then.
And by the way, he graded out as the best player on offense yesterday. So he's playing injured, but he's playing at a really high level.
So I think that was what's frustrating. Also, it was his 100th career start. So we say congratulations to Wyatt, because what infuriated me is the broadcast made it seem like this had been part of the plan.
And Wyatt did too. And here's the thing. So you come out today and we get more info, obviously, and Wyatt's already ruled out for next weekend. But like Wyatt, after the game, was talking about how it was performance related.
Mm-hmm.
Like they left with the assumption that it was performance related. And so I weird miscommunication throughout all of this.
I would go, why are you messing with the one guy who should be here next year? Off the offensive line you're playing with. I know Tevin has not played a lot of left guard. If we were doing performance-related things, Joel Bitonio whiffed on a couple big blocks yesterday. I love Joel. But if we're starting to bench dudes...
Joel pushed the one guy right into Shador.
Yes. Which play was it? It was on a short yardage play where basically Joel just Olay'd. And again, that's... Joel just might not have the goods anymore, so I'm not putting it on Joel. Even though the interior of the offensive line's been your better part... I thought I would really love it. I don't know. If we had a real organization, it'd be really nice to hear why you're treating Wyatt Teller like that. Because I would say after 7 years of being an ass kicker and a name taker, he deserved a little bit better than that.
I think so, too. I just thought it was really, really something was up. Let's put it that way.
Oh, is that the accountability?
This is the type of things that always happen, though.
That's the guy that we got to hold accountable. One of the toughest guys in the team. One of the hardest playing guys. Not anybody loafing or like a receiver that consistently drops the ball and then screams at the quarterback. No, that's not the guy we hold accountable.
Again, Teller said after the game that he saw his role cut because he's not playing well enough. And then today you come out and they come out and it's like, well, he's injured and he's not going to be playing next week and all these other things. And it's like, well, did you want to see Jenkins in there or is he actually injured? And by the way, the grades say he was awesome yesterday in what he was asked to do. So like, you see how confusing and maddening this is? Other teams don't get to operate this way, by the way. And I'm not saying this is anyone's responsibility or anything. This is just the stuff that they continue to pull. Why are you shaking us in a million different directions on something as simple as what happened with Wyatt Teller in the game yesterday?
With a really good football player and a guy who's been the backbone of your locker room for a while.
Did they tell him after this game, hey, say it's performance issues, and we'll find out everything later?
No, I think Wyatt's just not a puppet.
I mean,
he's one of the guys there that is not a puppet, and that's why we love Wyatt. Are part of the reason why we love Wyatt, on top of being a great football
player. But then
player.
On top of that, what are you evaluating if, again, and it's not that PFF is the end-all be-all, but you watched with your eyes, he wasn't the problem on that line. There was no part of Wyatt Teller that should have been replaced yesterday for performance issues.
Is it basically because you can't replace Cam Robinson and KT Leviston that bench somebody?
You see how it makes me even question what's going on right now with him? So is Wyatt Teller injured or is it performance issues? They came out today, says he's injured and going to miss next week. Well, okay, all right. Is that the truth or is that just what you want us to think?
I'm going to go ahead and say it's what they want us to think.
I know. You see how maddening this whole thing is, though? Like it's so up the wall crazy that they can never just be direct with anything. They can never just tell us the truth about anything. And just trying to keep track of it all, you're going to get 75 different reports that leaves your brain in a blender when it's all said and done.
Also,
other teams don't do it like this.
Also, you're doing this to Wyatt, which is going to make it the fact the guy hasn't already been extended is one issue, but.
Another thing, good luck extending the guy that apparently, according to him, you benched him for performance issues in a game he was actually playing well.
216-474-0092.
Good luck trying to get that done.
How does Sunday, let's go here. Do you question the Browns plan for Shador on Sunday? Let's go with Alex in Fairlawn. Welcome to the show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Alex.
I really thought the world of Alex. I really thought.
I know.
Did you really
want to give him a chance
here? Did I take this call?
Oh, we got him. Wait, from the dead, he rises.
Alex, you there?
I have risen from the dead.
Look at that. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just want to get to the bottom of this quick with Jonathan. Jonathan,
yes.
Are you going to take a punch
yes.
from Mike Tyson
anyone.
For $1 million?
Anyone for $1 million. One punch, anyone.
Okay, you're insane.
Anyone
I'm
on planet
sorry.
Earth.
Like, there's no way.
What do you mean no way?
Mike Tyson punches you once, you have a 50-50 shot of having your face just completely destroyed.
That's worth it for $1 million. That's where my jaw might crack in 27 places, but for $1 million, let's get going.
So you want basically you take it the wrong punch from the wrong guy, and another guy spending that money on your wife and kids
years
from now.
I can find at least they'll be well taken care of. Okay, I can find a lot of people that are getting in these fights for free on the weekends. Okay, you're going to pay me $1 million to get in these one punch. I'm taking that.
You're better than not fighting Mike Tyson.
Well,
that's true.
Again, how about that guy on the airplane that provoked him, and he turned around and got punched by Mike Tyson, and then got sued by Mike Tyson after the fact because of it. How about that guy?
Yeah.
What a loser that guy is. No $1 million for him and a lawsuit.
And trying to flip it on its ear. Do you have another point there, Alex? I heard you said you wanted to get something.
Just a quick statement. I know the special teams were obviously atrocious yesterday. But just watching the game yesterday, this offensive line still week in and week out, I understand it's aged, it's this, it's that. It's just, it is atrocious. This needs to be addressed. I mean, it has to be, honestly, I feel like this has to be our first pick off the draft.
So this is kind of, and Alex, we thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Alex.
That's kind of the hope. That's one of my great hopes of if Shador can actually just show you something. Because I would love to just be able to spend it, whether it's the your first round pick or the Jacksonville first round pick on a left tackle and a wide receiver. So my problem is not you take $1 million to get punched by Miles. My problem is
anyone.
A punch from Miles should not be worth the same thing as a punch from Lane Kiffin. If a punch from Lane Kiffin is hypothetically worth $1 million, then for Miles to get a no BS, clear, take your first shot at me, that's at least $10 million.
I think you set the bar at Lane Kiffin's entirely too high is the premise here. Because if I take $1 million from anybody, the amount of money I would take for Lane Kiffin is far lower than that. So I think the bar that you set initially is the problem. A punch by Lane Kiffin might be, I don't know, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000.
The man's getting paid $13 million a year. You're getting at least six figures for that punch.
Fine, give me more. I don't care. I'm telling you what my price is to be punched once by Lane Kiffin. It's not that high. First off, I don't think he's going to have a great right hook. There's like a 50-50 chance he just whiffs. Yeah. But on top of it, I don't think I'm walking away getting injured.
Layla comes in and punches you harder.
I really don't think I'm getting injured in this Lane Kiffin punch. So, right. I don't know. $12,000 seems fair to me.
We're going to build the trust, the bridge to trust town here. We're saying the same thing, which is that a punch from Miles Garrett is not equal financially to a punch from Lane Kiffin. We
right,
agree.
But there is no punch that I would deem too hard or would hurt me too much that would be for $1 million, I'll take any of. For $1 million, just bring it on. One punch. I can do 24 hours in the hospital. If that's the end of my, if that's like my fate.
What if you come out with brain damage?
I mean, geez, that's a roll of the dice in this equation. For $1 million, I'll take that roll of the dice.
$1 million is not that much money
anymore. Think about what you just said. Just say that back to yourself. Just one more time.
Which part? The brain damage or the million?
Thing you've ever said in your life. Just say that one more time.
No, it's not like this is not $1 million 20 years ago.
Does not go that far.
20 years ago, I'd take a punch from somebody for $1 million.
I'm sorry. From anybody. I didn't know $1 million was just nothing these days.
Listen, no, so Johnny.
I'm on the wrong end of this.
$1 million after taxes, not even going to pay off your house in North Solon.
You even bend down to pick up $1 million, Nick. It's that little of a pittance.
That actually would do. 216. I hope somebody, can you drop $1 million on the ground in front of me? I'm not taking it to the cops. I'm not telling anyone. Except my banker, because I'm paying off my house.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.